Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1877, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for an elevated water storage tank for public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,177 square feet, more or less, lying south of Angola Road, also known as Route 277, approximately 710 feet west of Angola Beach Road, being Route 278. On December 6th of 2010, applicants did provide us with an exhibit booklet. As I stated, it has been on record since December 6th of 2010. The exhibit booklet contained a copy of ordinance number 1875, which approved this type of use on this site on September 19th of 2006. The booklet also includes a copy of the commission minutes for September 14th, whereby the commission recommended approval of the use. A copy of the purpose of the conditional use section from the code is included. A copy of the Delaware Code section 6904 is included. A copy of portions of the 2008 comprehensive land use plan relating to the environmentally sensitive developing areas and relating to permitted uses and infrastructure. There's also an introductory summary, a copy of a map of the area to be served by the utility, a copy of the site plan for the tower, a photographic rendering of a tower, a map of tower locations in the county, a copy of an article on structural stability of elevated water reservoirs under hurricane force wind conditions. There's copies of letters of support from the Delaware Health and Social Services, a copy of a Federal Aviation Administration approval letter, a copy of a DelDOT approval letter for the entrance, copies of the Fire Protection Plan Review Report, copies of the approval letter from the Sussex Conservation District, proposed suggested conditions of approval prepared by the applicant, and proposed suggested findings of fact prepared by the applicant. We received comment from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, on December 13th of 2010, and were advised that the site is located in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available to serve the site, that ordinance number 38 construction will not be required, that the location and size of laterals or connection points shall be subject to the approval of the county engineer, that there is no service to the site at this time, that the sewer district is currently under construction and is scheduled to become operational as early as the summer of 2011. It also stated that if the proposed or future use generates domestic type wastewater, a connection to the sewer system is required. Also states that if filtration, backwash, or other treatment plant operations will discharge to a wastewater system, additional information will be required prior to receiving connection approval from the County Engineering Department. That the county will require pretreatment of or may not approve connection to the sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, John, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Good evening, gentlemen, Mr. Chairman. Tim Willard with Fuqua, Iori, and Willard, representing the applicant in this case. The applicant that owns the property is actually Hometown Angola Land LLC. It used to be owned by Craig Hudson. This is obviously a Tidewater application because they've been granted an easement to do this project. If some of you are having deja vu, Mr. Johnson or Mr. Wheatley, and I think Mr. Gordy was here, but this is really a do-over. I don't think you were here, Mr. Roth. I think Mr. Burton was here. But in any event, this you all approved this identical application, or you recommended approval in 2006. Council approved it in September 2006.
Means I'm much younger than these guys.
That's right. You're the new one. But so I'm going to move fairly quickly. The booklet contains, I think, sufficient support for the application itself, and I think in light of the last application, this is truly a conditional use. I can tell you the only thing that's changed as far as what you saw 4 years ago is this. The yellow doesn't come out too well, but granted for that, for drainage. The original plan that you saw, the site plan, was identical in 2006, but when they went to go to Soil Conservation District, they wanted that drainage there, and it took a while to get for whatever reason. I mean, the behind-the-scenes reason is Mr. Hudson owned the property, and there were other things going on with Tidewater, and he kind of withheld permission for that easement for various reasons. Then in the span of 2006-2007, the property was purchased, but Tidewater obviously still wanted to go forward with it, and the new owner granted the easement, and here we are today. So what I intend to do is disregard my outline, I think, and it'd be more efficient if I go through my book. If you have the booklet, does everybody have one of these booklets in front of you? And run through there and highlight why I've given certain things. In short, to summarize, tab 4 summarizes, I'm already deviating from my plan and jumping ahead, but tab 4 summarizes what we want to put there, and it's what we wanted to put there before. It's a 400,000-gallon elevated water tank. It'll be 160 feet in the air, and you see a picture of it right there. That picture actually superimposes it in the location where it will be on an 18,000-square-foot square, which used to be designated for stormwater. It's still stormwater. We're just using a small corner of it. But that's how it would look. And it's also by another significant utility, a substation. Why there? Because it's along a main artery, Angola Road. It's in the center of the water district. And it's adjacent to a large main. That's why it's there. You have in tab 1, actually, the ordinance that was approved before with all the conditions. Those were the conditions we asked for. Those are the conditions you recommended. Those are the conditions that council approved. You also have the minutes in tab 2 of the record of your approval with those conditions back in September 14, 2006. This is, I said, a true conditional use, which was designed maybe not so much for multi-unit density dwellings, but for public or semi-public use. This is obviously a public use to serve the community with clean water. In particular, an elevated tank allows for consistency in pressure, as well as and perhaps one of the... I should introduce these gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm remiss to do that. This is Brad Richardson. He's with Tidewater. He's a geologist. And right beside him is Scott Atkinson with DBF, and they're here to take questions and may offer some more technical information. But the tank, when it's elevated like that, affects the whole system in a positive way as far as consistency, as far as pressure. So I've included 115-171, and we believe it does serve the purpose. If you look at Title IX of the Delaware Code, the county's purpose is to adequately provide water supply. In the comp plan, it's environmentally sensitive development district, which calls for some growth with infrastructure. The infrastructure that your comp plan calls for is central water. And finally, this area has been designated for county water service area as a Tidewater area that they should service. Tab 4, I've already spoken, summarizes it's 160 feet in the air, 400,000 gallons. It indicates the elevated water storage tanks are the most effective and reliable means of maintaining adequate flow and pressure in order to meet water supply needs for fire flows, emergency outages, and peak demands. Currently, the existing population of this district is about 5,600, and the expected build-out is 10,600 individuals with 3,500 water connections. The existing communities, you can see them actually visually in tab 5, Angola by the Bay, Angola State, Bay Ridge Woods, Chapel Green, Lockwood Village at Herring Creek, Bay Front, Cove at Herring Creek, West Bay Park, Woods on Herring Creek. This would serve all those, including Burton Spray, Herring Point, Richfield, and Oakwood Village. If you want a closer look at the site plan, it's in tab 6. It's identical to that. There will be a fence around the area. I think it's a chain link fence, 8 feet high.
Yes.
the construction, as far as the site plan, there's an extensive study about the foundation. That will be done all at first, and that may take 6 months, not extensive dirt moving. This thing will be manufactured afar and then shipped in, and these guys are pretty efficient. So the actual in and out and maybe burden to the community will be minimal, may take a month to get the thing in the air. Tab 7 is that picture in this little, I guess they call it photoshopping. The water tower is painted either a sky gray, I think they call it white or blue, so it does actually blend in. We believe this water tower would not adversely affect the area. Water towers have become a necessary part of the environment, and I point to the tablet over by Mr. Abbott. There's one in Lewis, in Dewey, in Rehoboth, down in Bethany, and they fit in otherwise fairly populated environments, and are necessary and can be actually kind of a beacon in Rehoboth that actually identifies a town, and Dewey. In this particular one, we're just asking that Tidewater be allowed to have their name on it, and that was approved in 06. I've included for your information, I think last time there were a few residents from the neighborhood that were there, which were necessarily concerned with safety and things like that. These things are built incredibly strong, and this report indicates that they can withstand winds up to 150 miles per hour, and that's, I've included that if the commission has any concern about their safety. In fact, I have an interesting picture that I'll submit to the commission.
If you get 150 mile an hour wind, you're going to be worried about a lot more than that tower.
Here's a picture from the Miami Herald of after a hurricane went through. A similar water tower. It's not round. It's, I forget what you call that shape. And it's actually being struck by lightning. But you can see the power of that hurricane, what it did to the residents around. But, you know, that baby's still standing. As far as agency approvals, we're a lot further ahead than we were before. You'll see in tab 10 is the history of the Division of Water's approval. And basically, it's extensions. They approved in 2006. The most recent letter is October 25th, 2010. And, you know, the last memo in there was the first memo that actually Ed Halleck had written, sort of applauding water towers and what they do. And that was in relation to this project. Tab 11 is the FAA report saying this does not pose any aviation problem at this height. And location. Tab 12 is DLDOT's approval for the entrance. There will be very little traffic generated from this. Obviously, there'll be some construction activity for a little while once that's done. But once it's up, it may be serviced and visited by a Tidewater employee maybe once a week. That's what was the testimony last time, I believe. So there won't be much traffic. The DLDOT actually expired their entrance approval December 30th. It should be, if we don't get approval from the council, not a problem at all to get that reapproved. We just didn't have it in time for this meeting because of snow delay and things. Also, you have the fire protection plan for this, and you'll note on page 2 the word approved. I've included, lastly, as far as agency approval, we have Soil Conservation District's approval of this plan, and the idea of the easement, which goes into the drainage pond there, was something that they wanted DBF worked out, so it shouldn't cause any problems with drainage in the community. And there's also access to Atlantic Court there. The conditions that I've included are really redundant. They're in the 06 ordinance. They're in your recommendation in 06. And actually, the finding of facts are in there, too, if they help you. Mr. Richardson, can you come forward for 1 second? You've heard my rapid presentation here of this application. Is it true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Sir, I need you to state your name if you're going to testify.
Brad Richardson with Tidewater Utilities.
We're taping everything, and it can't see you.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Same question.
Yes.
Good. Now we know it was you.
And like I said, not to diss Scott here, because we've spent a lot of time talking about this and stuff, but he's here.
He's getting paid whether he's talks or not, so it doesn't matter.
So that's all I have, gentlemen. Are there any questions for me, or you want me to sit down?
There may be. We'll find out right now. And you can stay right there, and we're going to start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do have a question or two for you. Thinking about the previous project, have you built this structure already without permits, and is it already in operation?
Not this particular one.
Oh, good. I've just checking to see if you're in compliance yet or not.
I've been in Mrs. Carmen's shoes, so I can kind of relate. I've had a few of those, but this is not one.
Okay, good. Just
if you drive out there, you won't find this.
I drove and I rode around, but I didn't see one. But you.
No one's living on the lot either, so.
Picture of him in this car.
So basically, what we're dealing with is a project that ran out of time. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mr. Robinson was saying something.
That's all right. He's not asking the questions right now. I am. That's all right.
Excuse me.
I had a bad
Mr.
visual.
Chairman, get our counsel under
order.
Control.
Bring our counsel under control.
What I meant is I've had clients that had built things before.
But in a summary fashion, I'm not quite as quick as you are in your talking, but in summary fashion, what we're dealing with is a project that just ran out of time. So you're having to go through the process.
Yeah, your
time limits ran
out. Your CUs used to toll in a year, and now it's 3 years, correct? Yes. And that year bit a lot of people. They didn't ask for an extension. Maybe they should have, but in hindsight, they're ready to go, and they're ahead of the game if they get this because they got the agency approvals.
Okay.
And as I said, you know, Mr. Hudson wasn't that little piece of property wasn't forthcoming for various reasons, which had nothing to do with this property.
A couple things that I noticed that are different in what you submitted as proposed conditions versus those that were originally approved. One was that in the initial approval, one of the conditions was that it made reference to Tidewater Utilities only, but here you're asking for both advertising for Tidewater as well as the advertising for Angola Beach and Estates. Number four, proposed conditions?
That's my mistake. That request is no longer for the Angola Estates, is no longer part of our application. And so I correct me if I'm wrong.
So you're not seeking advertising for Angola?
Correct. Okay. So I would, and I apologize for that. I should look that more carefully. And that was something Mr. Hudson wanted, and they no longer have.
And the second thing that I noticed a difference was that in the original approval, it was stated that 50% of the antenna space would be set aside or made available for the government agencies or public safety agencies. You're not making an offer of a specific percentage?
No, Ms. Johnson, we are. And what I should say is if there are more of these that you found, is that what the previous ordinance required are the conditions that we're offering and we'd like to see. So, yes, 50%.
So you're okay with the 50%?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to see if there was any changes from that or what the basis were. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
All right, so Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Willard, it's just a question I have making a mention of a security fence. Is there any type of sign posting an emergency number should something go awry, something that...
Spring a leak.
That
Scott or
someone
Brad
can call and contact the company that...
Scott Atkinson with Davis Bowen and Friedel. That's a very good point. I think that we should probably address that on the plan. There is nothing on the plan currently in that regard.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. That's all.
You know, typically it's just a notice requirement for emergency purposes.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Mr. Ross?
No pass.
Okay. Mr. Light?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, you take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1877, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1877? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.